Always great to have him. As far as the housing market is concerned, we know it's booming. If you've read the reports in and around, sales are still up there. Andrew Ragusa, the right guy as far as what is driving some of these rising home prices across the Long Island area. Mr. Ragusa, of course, CEO broker of Remy Realty right in Plainview. Always comes through with some great analysis. Good morning to you, my friend. And I'm noticing these prices are still there as being highly elevated these days.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Yeah, you know what it is? The scarcity effect is multiplying. When there's not enough supply, the demand just keeps growing.
And we're still what? Median price still holding true. In Suffolk, last I read, it was around 475. In Nassau, around 600K. Is that true?
That's the same. Yep. It's pretty wild out there right now. When we go out and make offers, we have to just consider the fact that we're going to be paying $30,000 to $40,000 over asking, sometimes $50,000 over asking, in order to become accepted.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you're looking at those numbers, and plus it doesn't hurt, I am sure. You have interest rates rock bottom, and as you say, you know, it's that supply demand. The shortage of homes for sale and that influx of folks who have been fed up with city life and have made their way out to the east, correct? I mean, that's all being into the equation right now.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's mostly people relocating and then a lot of remote workers. But, you know, I want to give your audience a piece of advice if any of them are still thinking about selling. There is one thing that still comes into play. You can't just put your house on market. Let's say your house is worth $500,000. And then you say to them, "Hey, I'm gonna, you know, I want to put it up at 550 because I know people are paying $50,000 over asking." Well, the funny thing is, people are still not going to the properties that are obviously overpriced. When they get online and they see that, you know, you have a record, you have a previous sales history that Zillow, Trulia, Realtor, all these websites show you. They show you everything, right? So you still have to price the property to be attractive. And then that attraction will draw a crowd, and the crowd will fight over the property. It happens pretty much every single time. It's very consistent at this point. Some homeowners say, "How do I know they're going to bid over mine?" No, they'll bid over yours as long as the price is attractive. So we can't make it overpriced. That's still an important thing to know.
Great point. I know people, I know family members who are about to put up their homes, and that's a good point. So in other words, don't be too greedy is what you're saying. Be fair. Make it competitive and let the bids come in, and then, you know, you go from there. That's what you're saying. Don't get crazy just because you know where the market is right now. And that's an excellent point because that could somehow have an alternate effect, correct, as far as what goes on with the sale.
That's right. And there's a lot of data to prove it. I mean, even still, in this market, I find houses that sit for 150 days, 200 days, and they have to continually drop their price, drop their price, drop their price. And eventually they reach a number where everyone looks at it and they go, "Okay, that's not a bad price." And then it goes over that number. But they hurt themselves in the long run because they started too high. So pricing it correctly from the beginning is still an important strategy. Jay, just imagine you went to a car show and you have this rare car, right? And the one, you know, one that appreciates because it's so rare, it's hard to find. So it's kind of a similar analogy because your house is so unique. It's in its own location, has its own fixtures, its own finishes. It's incredibly unique. And now you're going to have 15 to 20 people who want it. Well, those 15 to 20 people would not have even showed up to the car show if the car was starting bid. That was absurd. People were like, "Ah, that's not worth that." But you got to get them from the beginning by making them think, "Wow, that's a great price." And when you have 20 people who want one item, that's when you have the bidding war.
Andrew Ragusa with us talking about the incredible home sales market. Suffolk County, where are you finding? Is it scattered as far as buys are concerned? You know, we know about the Hamptons and everything else. There's obviously deals and everything else going on there. But, I mean, is there one particular area where you are seeing kind of an influx here?
Yeah, I would say, you know, around the Melville, Dix Hills area, there's a lot of traction going on. There's a lot of traction going on in West Islip, exploding growth, Babylon, exploding growth. and even Comac. Comac had growth numbers that I've never seen before. Kings Park, Smithtown, all these towns are doing incredibly well. Even Central Islip is doing incredibly well. I think the main thing buyers are focusing on is trying to be within 30 minutes of Route 110 or 20 minutes of Route 110 so that they're only about 40 minutes to an hour from the city.
Right near the major highways, no question about it. What about in Nassau? Where are you seeing the frenzy of activity there?
I mean, all of Nassau has just been hot. It's almost as if Nassau became the new Queens. In the beginning, everybody was trying to buy properties in Bayside and Queens, and now all of a sudden Nassau has become the hot spot. It's even harder to find properties in Nassau than it is to find them in Suffolk, because Nassau is just a smaller location. I think Nassau's only Achilles heel right now is their taxes are through the roof, especially compared to Suffolk.
That's true, no question. If you are a buyer and you're looking at this right now, and you know, listen, I'm ready, but do I want to pay a little bit higher price based on what's happening right now? So if you're a buyer on the other side of things, is it recommended maybe to wait until things level up? Do you see a leveling off in the next couple of months with all this? We know it kind of shifts like a seesaw. Yeah. What about that effect?
So this is what we teach our buyers. In my brokerage, we do a starting consultation with the buyer before we go see properties, because that you wouldn't expect a pilot to fly a plane without having training. You wouldn't expect a bus driver to drive a bus without having training. You know, it's just like the first time you do anything, you have to be prepared. And one of the things that we teach those buyers is the numbers. What happens when we make offers? What's your monthly payment going to look like? So if you started out with a budget of, I'm just going to throw a number out there, $500,000, and you're expecting your monthly payment to be around $3,500 a month, what happens when I offer $510 or $520 or $530? Well, when you sit down in a consultation and you look at the numbers and you can see exactly how it works, you're actually only increasing your monthly payment by about $20, $27 each time you move up a $10,000 increment, depending on a few things like the mortgage rate, and, you know, your insurance costs and stuff like that. So, but it's a small increase. So I say to the buyer, if this is the right time for you to buy this property, you need the space, you need to relocate, it's going to bring you emotional satisfaction, familial satisfaction, then let's just look at the numbers. Let's focus on that monthly payment. And if the monthly payment is a number you can afford, don't let the purchase price scare you. Every time you move up $10,000, you're only increasing about $25 a month.
Interesting. Andrew Guza with us. Listen, we know taxes, big turnoff, and we know New York has plenty throughout, especially after this latest budget deal. How much a factor is that? I mean, the buys are still coming in strong as far as the island is concerned. So, you know, it seems to be somewhat immune there. Is there concern from a realtor's sense, knowing what they will have to endure, the future buyer, as far as the state taxes are concerned?
Absolutely. Taxes are a fixed monthly expense that the buyer can expect to pay throughout their lifetime, whether they're paying a mortgage or not, as long as they live on the property. But that being said, if their taxes are increasing, taxes have a dramatic effect on the monthly payment. Where a $10,000 increase in purchase price might only change by $25, you know, $200 or $300 a month in taxes is a whole other ball game. Because if they move your taxes up $1,000, now you're almost an extra $100 a month. And then you have to worry about your purchase price and the actual mortgage itself. So rising taxes has always been a concern for realtors. We don't want to see that happen too much. We are already kind of being tapped to the brim here.
Listen, besides being the premier broker that you are, Remy Realty, Plainview, you're also an instructor. And you also teach a lot of agents around the nation about sales. You're all over the media and everything else. You know what Long Island has been going through. The story, of course, revealed Long Island divided, three-year investigation. Yeah. How do you go about, I mean, what are you finding as far as agents are concerned? Would-be agents. You know, do you stress anything regarding what that investigation concluded? How do you go about your business as an instructor with that?
Well, that's a great question. So I'm licensed by New York State to do two types of instruction. I have technical instruction, which is to teach realtors, all the specifics, the ins and outs of you know, production and code and all these different things about the rules. And then I'm licensed to get realtors licensed. I am licensed to do pre-licensing. So when I do the teaching, it's usually on one of the two subjects and sales. Sales, you don't need a license to sales. But what I teach the realtor is essentially, I think there's going to be a shift. There's this new generation coming in, this younger group, the 20s and 30s. They're more focused on numbers, money, and sales. And I don't think anybody's even paying attention to who's buying. I mean, at least I know me personally. Someone comes to me and says, I want to buy a house. I just say, great. What town and what's your price range? And I could care less. Where they live, where they live, who they want to be around, it's none of my business. You tell me where you want to be, I bring you the price. And I just kind of teach all the realtors to do the same. I say, focus on your business, your budget, and you know, you just got to improve and get and do better than the last people who came before you.
Last one, my friend. So 6 months from now, are we still talking about being a seller's market, or do you see a little bit of a shift here 6 months from now, give or take, you know, as we kind of get into the fall, October, or whatever? Are we still talking about this?
I think there's going to be a cool off. I don't think that it's going to be a dramatic shift that all of a sudden property values go down, but the heat is definitely going to start cooling off because I'm telling you from personal experience, buyers are getting fatigued. You know, it gets a little exhausting when you're trying to make offers on property and you make 5-6 offers. You're missing out on each of these properties. It takes a while to find a home. At the same time, more people start listing, more property comes on market. It's the springtime. People are starting to pop up. We're seeing small increases. Not enough that I would say report about it, but small increases on inventory. And then real estate auctions are opening again. So investors are finding properties. There's buildings going on. Construction demand is through the roof. Ground up construction properties are at the highest rate that they've ever been. There's more ground up new houses being built than ever before. With that being said, there is inventory is coming. So if you're looking ahead 6 months, I wouldn't see this demand being exactly the same. It'll still be demand, but not as hot as it is now. And with that, also, you have to factor out something else, Jay. A lot of New Yorkers and Long Islanders are leaving and going to Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. So there's only so far that the demand will stay high as people exit. If the population goes down, then there won't be that many people coming in. You understand that we're at a negative population flow right now.
Well, you know, the Florida market like I do. You have a lot of people that are coming down to the Sunshine State. And I'll tell you, construction is rampant Florida. And not only that, they are getting incredible. You mean the prices are ridiculous. I mean, you're talking about 600, 700 starting points, 1,000, okay, for new homes.
Yeah.
And I'm talking
and
like in West Palm Beach.
Guys.
Right? Because they know the lore as far as who they're getting because they know everybody's exiting New York, you see. So,
that's right.
You know, you could drive around, you'll see cranes all over the place and buildings of shopping centers left and right. I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. And that's something to keep in mind as well. It really is. The market is just crazy. But
yeah.
It's true. Yeah, so we'll see what it brings in the next a few months, no question. Andrew Ragusa, great stuff. CEO broker of Remy Realty. They are right in plain view of folks. RemyAgency.com, Remy, R-E-M-I. And Andrew does it all as far as a real estate instructor, teaching agents around the nation all about sales. Does a great job. One of the foremost experts around. We got him. Great to have you, sir. Stay well. We'll talk soon. How's that?
Jay, I always appreciate being here. Thank you so much for inviting me.